O great and holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator of the universe, we invite you to be with us. Your people have gathered to worship you this morning, and we desire your presence with us, O Lord. Come, be with us. Open our hearts and minds that we may learn how to better love you. Amen. The first reading is from 1 John, chapter 3, 1 through 7. That's found on most of your brown Bibles on page 188. Way in back, it's in the New Testament. See what the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reasons the world doesn't know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this, that he has revealed. We will be like him, for we will see him as he is, and all who have hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord. Next reading is from Luke. Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, 36 through 48, found on page 69. While they were talking about this, Jesus of Nazareth himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? Why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when they had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The word of the Lord.